Jay Schultz here, WHIW 101.3 FM, Harvard, Illinois. It is the On a Roll Show, and I have a couple special guests in the studio. I have two of the principals for Harvard School District 50, Tom Cardamone. Yep, Tom Cardamone. And I knew I was going to mess it up, Tom. It's not you, it's me. And Kathleen Ferguson, or Kathy, you're fine with Kathy.
Yep.
So, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So I'd like you both to just introduce yourself. Ladies first. Kathy, tell us all about yourself, and then we'll kind of go into the subject for today.
Okay. Well, hi there, everybody. My name is Kathy Ferguson. I'm the principal at Crosby. This is my second year at Crosby with Harvard District 50. This is my 20th year in education. I spent some years in the classroom. And I'm actually from Connecticut, but ended up in Ohio, and now in Wisconsin is where we live, and came down to Harvard to interview for the position in 2019, and this has been the best career move I've made, so I'm really enjoying being a principal. I have a husband and two daughters. Like I said, we live in Wisconsin, right across the state line, and I'm truly enjoying my time as a principal here.
Awesome. Now, Tom, you.
Hello. I'm Tom Cardamone. I'm the principal at Harvard Junior High. I just celebrated actually my 1 year anniversary being at the junior high. Started in January of 2020. And this is my 24th year in education. Spent a lot of time, everything from teaching assistant to a classroom teacher, assistant principal, and principal. So I've been in education my whole life, originally from Minnesota. So got Minnesota maroon and gold blood flowing through me. Spent a little time out in Boston for college and ended up back in the Midwest. And ended up working out here in Illinois. Have a wife and two teenage children of my own, and we're going through the whole same routine of remote learning as a parent we are as school teachers and school administrators. So, and real appreciative to the community for welcoming me.
So, you know, given the foot to 2 feet of snow they just had out east, probably don't miss that right now. I would assume.
I like snow. I'm weird like that. My wife doesn't, but I love snow.
Yeah, well, it doesn't bother me, but it's more of a pain is more than anything. I snow ski and everything, yeah. So I'm good with that. Kathy, how about you? Do you miss the snow?
You know, I really do. I like the seasons. I like the snow, and we're outdoorsy people, so we like to even go up to the UP and do some of the outdoor activities up there, snowshoeing and just snowmobiling, things like that.
Former president of the station, the radio station here, she moved up to the UP. And she sent a video, it was last year when there was a big snowstorm, like a time-lapse video of like 4 feet of snow in front of her house. I'm like, how do you deal with that? How do you live like that? I have no idea. That's crazy. So before we get into the topic, I want to ask you how you and your staff and, you know, your students and the parents are dealing with the COVID at this point, that, you know, not remote learning, and how's that going for all of you?
Yeah. Well, I can speak as a principal, but I can also take off my principal hat, put on my mom hat. And as a parent, I know what it's like to have a high schooler who is frustrated with the remote learning process. Yeah. Yet some good things have been happening. And as principal, I can talk about our Crosby staff. They've been doing a fabulous job. Just learning how to use these technology tools. I know that we want the kids in the building. We want the kids to be coming face-to-face because that's what's best for our kids. But we've done some great things with remote learning. And those tools that teachers have gotten really good with using are just going to help them be stronger classroom teachers once we get back in the building. It was great to be bringing our staff back in the building, and now we're working to bring in these small populations. I know parents have been reaching out all through this course of this year, and we've really developed, I think, a stronger parent school, home to school connection through remote learning, so we can support our parents to help their children while they're in the home.
Great. Tom, how about you? Your thoughts?
I'd say the junior high, some exciting things are really happening because we've had two great Mondays in a row, we'll say. Last Monday, we were able to bring some students back to our building, which anytime there's kids in the building, that makes the smiles a little bit greater, or a lot greater every single day. And then yesterday we had pretty much almost full staff return back to the building. And we're getting to that place. We're excited that we are communicating out weekly updates with all of our community, all of our staff, all of our families, our staff, our community, of kind of progressive steps of where we are in the process, and really being mindful of the place where we are and how close we are to getting back to, yes, I'm going to use air quotes here, yeah, normal as possible. Right. And we're getting there one day at a time. And that's kind of just the mentality. And that's kind of mantra that we're talking about is one day at a time. And something I talk about with our staff a lot is we want to do it the right way versus doing it the rushed way. And mm-hmm. I feel like as the district, we're really, really doing that correctly.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, yeah. And who knows what the new normal is going to be, right? I mean, right. That's, you know, I mean, hopefully within a year, maybe things will start to seem, you know, like regular again, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a little while. I really do. So
I agree with Tom. I think we've, as a district, all of us as building leaders have been working together to keep it also consistent. We have families with children in multiple buildings.
Right.
And we've been communicating, working hard as a team, but that coming back return process is, it's being very intentionally planned. Details are released to families in the appropriate time so they can be prepared for their children to come back in the building as we're moving forward. And I have to say, my staff has just been resilient. They've been flexible. And I think our teachers are working really hard, and they understand that they're building the plane while they're flying it.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's not been easy, and it's not been easy for our families. So.
Well, it could be a lot worse. So I'm glad, you know, we're kind of navigating through, and some normal's coming back. So Tom, Kathy, let's talk about the five essential survey. That's why you guys came in here.
Yep.
It's a survey that the district really needs parent, student, teacher input in. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So really, thanks so much for, again, having us.
And oh, sure.
Us talk
Absolutely.
About this a little bit. The five essential survey is something that we are lucky enough to be able to share out with our students, our staff, and our parents every year at the junior high, actually fourth grade through high school, I believe it is, and K through three. There's a smaller group of the folks who participate in that survey. But really what the five essential survey is, first of all, really important date, it opens tomorrow.
Okay.
So all families from the district should be getting communication from building principals or from the buildings themselves that the survey is opening up officially tomorrow, and it's open all the way through April 2nd. And really what it is, it's about a 30-minute or so survey. So we are asking that families, that parents, teachers, students take some time, and we're very intentional at the building levels of creating that set time for our students and for our staff to participate in it. But really what the five essentials does, I kind of simplify it, is it's a measuring stick. It is a yearly survey, a yearly community survey, where the community gives us feedback of where we are, how we are continuing to grow. We do take a deep dive every year and really look at where that growth has, hopefully, fingers crossed, occurred from all the efforts that are coming into place or being put into place during the course of one year to the next. And we really celebrate that with our staff. We take the information, we put it into our own school improvement and district improvement plans, but it's really that feedback from the community, from our majority stakeholders, our students, and our staff that are helping us to continue to write our narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And Tom, you explained that really well. Thank you. I also wanted to say Crosby Elementary in particular is a little different in the way that we have the audience would be the parents, the families,
sure.
as well as our staff. So in a kindergarten through three setting, we don't have the students taking it.
Sure.
But the Illinois Five Essential Survey, it's administered online, and it's by the University of Chicago on behalf of the Illinois State Board of Education. This is something that we are required to do by ISBE, and it's also
What is ISBE?
ISBE, Illinois State Board of Education.
Yeah. I worked for Motorola here in town and then in Libertyville, and it was Acronym City.
Uh-huh.
So I always make sure when someone throws out an acronym and I don't know, I'm like, tell me what that is.
Yes, yeah. Our Illinois State Board of Education. That's something where, as Tom said, this is really a critical piece of our school improvement
sure.
plan and our district improvement plan on how we can get better. The survey is a tool that will allow the districts and the state to share the data. It informs the parents and community members about the school's learning environment, and it generates this valuable data that the districts can use to guide our school improvement. There are five indicators. As Tom said, it takes 30 minutes or less. Ways that we have supported, because we have to have a certain percentage threshold, otherwise the data isn't valid.
Right.
So we need a certain number of parents to hit that certain percentage. So we really are encouraging our families to, you know, take it seriously with us and really share their feedback. Once we have those results, we're looking at those five indicators for school success: the effective leaders, the collaborative teachers, involved families, supportive environment, and ambitious instruction. So those are five indicators that the parents and the staff and students would respond to on the survey. But in my case at Crosby, I had some families that might have started the survey and then they stopped. That indicates to me that the survey was paused. So we actually made some phone calls and just, you know, identified, hey, can we help you finish that survey? We had our parent community liaison. Here's another acronym for you. It's a PCL, our parent community liaison. She was actually at the front entrance of our school last year. And when parents were dropping off their children, she offered them to sit down. She had three or four computers, little kiosks set up that they could take the survey right there if they needed support.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And we will help parents. We'll help to make sure that, you know, anybody who needs to have help getting access to it, we'll make sure. So.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. It's, you know, it's difficult times, you know, because, you know, with the remote learning and with COVID, that, you know, parents are being pulled eight different ways. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I know that getting things like this done mm-hmm. right now are difficult. How long does the survey, how many questions are there? How many long do you think it takes?
Well,
10 minutes?
30 minutes or less.
30 minutes or less,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't know exactly how many questions, but this will be, the link will be accessible because now, of course, we're not in the buildings, so the children aren't all in the buildings yet.
Right.
How parents are going to be able to access this starting tomorrow would be our district website.
Okay.
There'll be a link that'll take them to the survey. Each building principal will be pushing that link out to every family in email, using communication, you know, talking points. We're also going to be putting it like the link in our newsletter, whatever ways we can get that link accessible to parents.
Okay, great, great. Anything else about the five essential survey we need to know?
I think the biggest thing, like, it's really, there are very few opportunities, unfortunately, during the course of a school year where we can truly get every single stakeholder's input.
Right.
And this is really one of those times, and that's why we're really here pushing it and encouraging it, is because it's really one of those few times that we get literally every single stakeholder, community member, parent, student, teacher, administrator, all have that opportunity to share their thoughts on really how things are going in the buildings and in the district as a whole. So that's why we're really, really wanting 100% participation.
So we do, the survey is offered in bilingual, right, in Spanish?
Yep, correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can take it in English or Spanish. And as Tom said, it's really, you know, a great thing if we can get 100% participation, because in order for us to grow and to improve, we have to have feedback.
Right.
And we, I as a building principal, I appreciate my staff feedback. I appreciate the parents when they send me, you know, email or a quick phone call. That's how we know. Like, it's kind of checking our pulse. Are we doing a good job?
Right.
What can we improve in? You know, what things are we doing well and keep doing that? So it's really important to have the feedback, and I appreciate the parent and the community feedback.
Okay, so once again, wrap up a summary here. Survey will be available tomorrow online at the district website.
Yep.
Okay, so at harvardcusd50.org. Yeah, I believe so. CUSD50.org, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty simple. If you just do a Google search on it, it's going to come up. It's right there. So, and you're thinking maybe a half an hour.
Yes. Yeah. So the website actually is CUSD50.org / five essentials.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they should be probably on the front page of the district website as well.
Yes.
Just a link into it. So.
And as Tom said, February 3rd through April 2nd. And I know sometimes people say, well, I've got time. It's
right.
Until April 2nd. But,
yeah.
You know, try to get it in there. And then
we all love we all love to procrastinate, though.
I know.
Days in college. I did my best work the night before a test
or a
paper. Yeah. So real quickly, your buildings. I was part of the newspaper here when your building was built,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, so it's relatively new, but I'm sure they came in and did a little touch-up. They've done some touch-up work this past year.
Crosby,
I know they've done some really nice work in the hallways at the junior high, but how's Crosby looking? Are you happy?
Crosby, I'll tell you, you know, it's a beautiful building. When I first came in last year, I just knew this was a very nice facility, but I even had to say to our facilities director when I got the tour of the building, this building looks like it's still a brand new building. Mm. They've done a fabulous job keeping it maintained, taking good care of it. We get fresh coats of paint. You know, the floors are always kept nice and waxed. So the building itself is just, you know, amazing.
Right. Yeah. Tom, how about you? How's the junior high?
It When I walked in last January, I was like, wow, this is a this building has a little bit of age.
Yeah, it needs some work. Yeah.
And walking in again, like Kathy was saying, with partnering with Sean Hofstetler, our facilities director, we just kind of talked about like wish list and what could we do. And literally walking in the building a year later, it looks like a completely different building.
Yeah.
It looks new. It's warm. It's welcoming. It's vibrant with the colors. It really, truly looks like a completely different building. And it was fun hearing teachers who I hadn't seen for a long time yesterday talking about that and just like glowing in their excitement about how truly phenomenal the building looks.
Wonderful.
So it's a great place. I can say the whole district, and I'm gonna speak for the junior high. Where it's Harvard rising for sure. There's a lot of exciting, great things happening in the junior high and the district as a whole, and it's just phenomenal to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I subbed for a year. I don't think I ever subbed in Crosby. It was about a year, but I was in the junior high a couple of times. And it really needed work back then. And I'm like, all my kids went through the district. I never did have any children in Crosby. My youngest son, missed it by a year. He was in fourth grade when it opened.
Okay.
He was in Central School, actually, which is now the district office. They've all gone through Jefferson, through the junior high, the high school. And, you know, I've seen all the changes over the years. And, you know, yeah, the junior high. And I live right next to the junior high, too. So, I mean, I know what's going on. You guys have air conditioning now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because it didn't have air conditioning like 5 years ago.
Oh, my.
And that was brutal. I mean, I get it, you know, but it's vastly improved. And I'm really proud of where the district is going. So, Kathy Ferguson, Tom Cardamone, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us, and best of luck with the survey. And if you guys ever need to come on the air, if you ever need anything to be shared on the radio, please contact me via email. I'll get that to you and information afterwards. But I'm more than glad to help out. I mean, I've lived here for 27 years. My wife grew up here, went to school here. So whatever I can do to help make things better, that's what I want to do. So thank you for joining us today. I
appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
All right. You're more than welcome. And this is Jay Schultz here, WHIW 101.3 FM in Harvard, Illinois. And this is the Honor Roll Show.